Welcome everyone, Nathalie de Rémieux here from New Software Marketing, and today I have a very special guest. Her name is Dana Oberman, and she is the founder of the Sleep Sense program. She began her practice in Vancouver, Canada in 2003. After struggling with her own child's sleep, she drew on her dual degrees in psychology and education to create the Sleep Sense program. It's a complete sleep resource for parents, which has sold almost 100,000 units already in more than 30 countries. She's also the author of 4 books on specific parenting challenges. She's been a featured speaker at major parenting trade shows. She's been asked to become a regular contributing writer for the Huffington Post. And she's built an impressive social media following with 500,000 views on YouTube and over 5,000 downloads on her podcast within 3 weeks of its launch. But she's also personally trained a global network of over 150 certified Sleep Sense consultants to carry on her work with in many countries. So Dana lives in Florida with her husband and 3 kids, and she continues her life's work to educate and empower families with healthy sleep habits. So thank you so much for being here, Dana.
Oh, it's wonderful. Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Well, I'm really excited that we're having this conversation because, you know, we talked on the phone and I really loved your story and your journeys through a problem that you originally had. You found a solution and then you've kind of turned that into a business and then went even further with this certification where you're actually empowering women to, you know, turn that into a business as well. And I think that that is awesome. So let's dive right in. And the first question I'd like to ask you is, how did you become an entrepreneur? And how did this all get started, basically?
Well, I think some people are born entrepreneurs and some people just sort of fall into it. I would put myself in the fall into it category. I had never considered starting my own business. I had never, you know, called myself an entrepreneurial spirit or anything like that. But when I was looking for ways to step away from my teaching career, I just really opened myself up to any possibility and stayed sort of committed to looking for my next step. So when we had our own struggles with our first son, and I kind of went down the road of researching his sleep and trying to figure out a plan for him and getting that all sorted out and him sleeping so much better, I thought, you know, I wonder if this is sort of a little niche that I might be able to fill by, you know, creating plans for people and kind of coaching them through the whole process of getting their children to sleep better. So once the idea was planted in my brain, I couldn't let it go. It was just, it just felt like the right thing to do. And it just felt like it was like a calling. And I felt so excited about it that I just leapt in with both feet. I just committed to making it work. And I found people in my community who knew a little more about running a business or starting a business than I did. And I learned from them and I never looked back.
Awesome. I mean, I think that those inspiring stories of people that are actually building a business out of their passion, right? This is where you can really see the success stories because the why is so big that you're going to go through the hurdles and you're going to find a way. And I love that you reach out to people right away for the business part and not trying to figure out yourself, because that's definitely, you know, you need the shortcuts. You've got a great idea and surrounding yourself with people like this is really, really, really smart. So can you tell us through the journey of how it got started? Did you started offline, like when you started your practice in 2003? Was that it?
Yeah, I started the business coaching parents one-on-one. So I would go into their home and sit with them and go through what's working, what's not working, what do we need to fix, how can we make this better, and left them to start their plan. And then I would support them through the process. So I would call to make sure they were doing okay and answer any questions they had along the way. And I basically stayed with each client for roughly a 2-week period. And then I did that for a couple of years until my second son was born, and my husband was working for an online marketing company at the time. And back then, this is 14 years ago, so you got to keep that in mind. He started mentioning this thing about ebooks, that people were making money selling ebooks online, and that maybe we could turn my knowledge into a product we could sell online. And I thought, well, what have we got to lose, really? We might as well give it a shot. So we went ahead and got our program together, and I put basically all my knowledge into a written form, and built a website and launched it, and again, haven't looked back from that either.
Awesome. So it basically became an online course where people can just sign up and go through the course at their own pace. Is that how it was working?
For the Sleep Sense program, it is an online program, yes. It's roughly a 10-night process. So once people commit to starting, they just follow the plan for a roughly 10 to 14-day process of teaching their children how to sleep well, both at naps and at nighttime.
Awesome. So how did you build that online course? I mean, your husband knew a bit about the online world, mm-hmm. but you kind of had to build that audience because you went from offline local to mm-hmm. worldwide. So how did that happen, and how long did it take for you to get to a place where it's actually, you know, selling on its own, where you have like a system in place?
Yeah. Well, again, I got lucky in that my husband kind of knew what he was doing in this world. So he really ran the show on the online piece. Okay. Right from the get-go. And, we had no idea if it was going to make money or if anyone was going to buy it. But I would say within the first 4 months, we were making enough money selling Sleep Sense online that he could quit his day job and come wow. work for our company on a full-time basis. So it had, again, it was a new idea, and there wasn't a lot of competition at the time in the sleep space. So I think we got in at the right time, and it was a necessary piece of education that parents were missing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think it was probably a combination of great content, like a need, like a desperate need, a solution for a problem that so many people are having, a huge pain for people that they are willing mm-hmm. to pay for, and a strategy, the right strategy. I mean, if your husband knew what he was doing online, then obviously, for people that don't have a husband that knows, it's basically surrounding yourself with the right people from the beginning, because if you have this idea, right, you have to share it. The sooner, the better. So you have to surround yourself. If you don't know, don't try to figure it out on your own. It's going to take you forever.
Okay. I agree.
Yeah. So now you have this course, and people from all over the world, right, can learn. I mean, can finally, learn how to get, to help their kids go to sleep. But I love how you took this further with the certification. Can you share how the idea came first? Like, mm-hmm. how did you realize like this is something you could do?
It was really exciting. I had been asked many times by either clients I worked with privately or emails coming in from people who've done the program, how could I help them start their own business, and they'd love to learn from me. And I resisted it a little bit at first because I really couldn't figure out, did I want to bring on a partner and what would that look like? And did I want to franchise and what would that look like? So there was a lot of thought that went into it, and until we really figured out the certification piece. And then I think it's always best to start with your own people, right? If you've got a business already built, you've got a following, you've got fans, customers, whatever it is. So I just reached out to our customer pool and said, hey, I'm, thinking about starting this certification program. I'm looking for people to try it out with me to help me sort of fine tune what's going to be the program. And I had a great response. There was just kind of an overwhelming response from our customers saying, "Hey, I would love that." And most of the gals that come through are looking for a way to have a better work-life balance, and they want to have more flexibility in their schedule, and they want to do something that they're passionate about. And that really sort of fit the bill for a lot of working, or for a lot of moms out there who wanted to step back into the workforce. So that's been, we're on our 6.5 years we've been doing the certification program, and I'm really loving both mentoring women in the business space, sort of teaching them how to build a business, because as we know, as entrepreneurs, you can be a great consultant or a great accountant or a great sleep coach, but if you don't do the marketing piece or you don't know how to do that side, it's not going to go very far. So that's a big, exciting piece of our certification as well, to just really help women, you know, get off to a great start with their business.
Yeah, I love this. I mean, like you said, I mean, I think that getting, you know, being really good at something, and certainly like if they go through your course and they can, you know, start, you know, helping parents, but the business element is so important, because these women are probably moms that maybe stopped working or never worked. And it's an opportunity for them to not only make some income, but also, you know, get, you know, busy and interacting with people and other parents and being helpful using a method that they've used. So are you all your certified people clients?
No, right? No. That's certainly, that's where we started.
Okay.
And I would say, you know, sort of 80% of the consultants that come through our certification are also customers. Mm-hmm. So they started off having a baby who didn't sleep that great and kind of went down that road to solving the problem. But no, we've got doulas, we've got midwives, nurses, who are just looking for, you know, that little missing piece of the career puzzle, which is flexibility in your schedule and a little more freedom to create something that's better balanced for your family. So yeah, it's a good fit for a lot of different backgrounds.
Yeah. So I mean, it's definitely a great thing for your business, because it's another way to scale in a whole new level, right? But also, I wanted to talk about this certification program. Is that like a course they have to go through and then they're on their own, or is that an ongoing? Is there like a community that you've built around?
Yeah, that was a really important piece that I wanted to make sure that we created, was a sense of community. Okay. I know as an entrepreneur myself, starting out 14 years ago, entrepreneurship can be a bit of a lonely road, and you can sort of question yourself and feel lonely and isolated. So I really wanted to make sure that our consultants felt supported and empowered and built a really strong community. So we do. We have the training. The mentorship is basically a 3-month program. So they come and they meet me live here in Florida. We do the first 3 days together, and then we mentor together online for the next 3 months. But once they graduate, then they join basically the pool of Sleep Sense consultants. We've got a Facebook group that's really active, people asking questions and sharing advice and supporting one another. And that's just been so great to see the way in which women are rising up to support each other and helping each other grow their business. So and we do a conference every year, which is a ton of fun when we all get together as a group in person and learn and share and, you know, have a few laughs and just really builds a really strong sense of community.
Awesome. So can you share with us in terms of this business that you've built for yourself based on that original pain that you had where you found a solution? So you've had to do some one-on-one work, then you move online, and then you have this certification. In your business right now, do you still do like one-on-one work? How do you, spend your time right now in your business, now that you've built this following of people that are basically selling the sleep science for you.
Right. Yeah, it's I think the exciting thing about being an entrepreneur is that if you're truly an entrepreneur, there's always a next idea and a next idea and a next idea.
Yeah.
So that's something that I've seen within myself over the years. So the certification program, and now we're working on some other sort of membership site ideas. And so we've always got kind of a next thing we're working on. But I spend most of my day, I don't actually do any private one-on-one with clients anymore. I try to outsource those to the consultants nearest them for that one-to-one support. But I certainly spend a lot of my time answering Facebook questions and supporting our clients in the best way we can, and also mentoring and coaching my consultants, which as you mentioned, we've got about 150 of them now. So that keeps me busy enough, just making sure that they're feeling supported and that they're getting what they need from me.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's the idea, to basically to free up some time, like you said, so that you can come up with new ideas to even take it to the next step. So what is your goal now for SleepSense? Is that so you talked about the membership. So the certification is not a membership, right? It's not something that they have to keep on paying every month or every year to stay a member. So
yes, it actually is.
Okay.
It is, and I do that for a couple of reasons. That gives me a little bit of quality control. I can kind of make sure that people are still doing the best job they possibly can representing the SleepSense brand, and also it helps create that sense of community where we're all in it together. And I do education pieces every month as well. So I teach them something, or I have guest speakers come in and teach them something, so that the ongoing education piece is a big part of it.
Yeah. And about the membership, I don't know if you want to talk about it, but have you thought about like running a membership for actual parents?
Yeah.
The actual end user, because that they are going to give you what they want next from you potentially, right?
Right. Well, I think one of the challenges, and I know being a mother myself, is that being a mother in and of itself can be fairly isolating. And it's hard to have safe spaces to talk about your fears and your challenges and your successes and all of that. So that is something that we're considering. It's just still in the planning stage.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I won't say too much about it, but yeah, I think that's something that really excites me, is just providing moms with an opportunity to talk openly and honestly in safe spaces so that they can feel better supported in their role.
Yeah, I feel like more so than just content, pure content, is the community piece, which is, you know, for having seen, you know, many membership sites, it's, you know, in the last 2 years, we've really seen this shift where memberships that really, really work have that big community element to it. Because, you know, they say people join for the content, but they stay for the people.
Yeah.
And that's definitely it. So I think that, especially if there is not something out there already, I think that's definitely something that could be, you know, that I could see people totally joining. Like you said, it's isolating. It could be a way for them to also create local meetups. You know, you definitely see that in big memberships that have lots of members, where they actually start meeting, face to face, because you have so many members that they are bound to, you know, not be too far from each other. So that is awesome. So yeah, definitely more room to grow and to expand and to help even more people, right?
Absolutely.
Awesome. So can you share with us where people can find out more about the SleepSense program and your certification program? I don't know if it's something you run once a year or how it's working.
We run them 4 times a year, and there's one a year that we do overseas somewhere. So this year in 2018, we're heading to Amsterdam to run a class there. But yes, people can find out more about both of the SleepSense program and the certification at sleepsense.net, which is our website, or you can find me on Facebook under Dana Obelman.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dana, for accepting my invitation. I really wanted to find out more about your journey, and thank you so much for sharing all of this. I hope to see a membership site pretty soon.
All right.
In the future.
Yes, thanks so much for thinking of me. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dana.